This is Jay Sekulow, a major press conference in Montana. They issue the Jesus World War II Memorial.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Congressman Denny Rehberg held an informational meeting on a lawsuit surrounding the Jesus statue on Whitefish Mountain. In January, the Freedom From Religion Foundation filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Forest Service. The group claims that religious statue should not be on public land.
And it's been there with most people liking it there. When the Forestry Service asked for comments, I think they got almost 100,000 comments, and I think well over 90% were very favorable.
You can't have a religious war memorial because that excludes Jews and non-Christians and the many atheists and foxholes who fought valiantly during World War II for our country. We want you to get involved. Jesus does not belong on public land.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
91-year-old Arnie Funk from Helena made the trip to hear the status of the lawsuit himself yesterday. He served in the Army's 10th Mountain Division, which is the same division for which that statue was erected.
If they took the, tear that down now, I would. I think they'd just tear me down. It.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast, where phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. As you can tell by the opening of the broadcast, we are talking about the World War II Memorial in Montana that is a depiction of Jesus. This is a monument that was very similar to what the 10th Mountain Division actually saw when they were serving in the Alps in the European theater during World War II. In fact, you heard from a veteran of World War II who was in the opening of our broadcast, and we'll play that again in a few moments. This statue's been in place for about 60 years, and now the Freedom From Religion Foundation has sued to have it taken down. What's interesting here is the Forestry Service initially was not going to renew a license, a lease basically, that was put in place for, again, 60 years, Forestry Service to the Knights of Columbus. They were not going to renew it. Then we got involved. Congressional action took place as well. And what ended up happening was about 100,000 comments came in, about 70,000 of them, at least from us, saying we want that monument to stay in place. And the Forestry Service agreed to allow it to stay in place. Now the lawsuit is engaged. Than Bennett, who heads up our Office of Government Affairs, is in Washington, D.C. Than, congressional action has been strong on this, including Congressman Rehberg. What's the latest?
Yeah, Congressman Denny Rehberg from Montana, he's been great on this from the very beginning, Jay. What we saw yesterday was an event that he spearheaded. He invited the chairman of the Congressional Prayer Caucus, Randy Forbes. Also, our senior counsel, CeCe Heil, they had a large local event there. Strong local support for this statue. They basically spoke to a group of about 60 members of the local community there, Jay, speaking out. He's the lead signer on our amicus brief that will move forward. Yesterday was sort of bringing it back to the forefront of the local community, re-engaging the issue. We were proud to be a part of it.
Well, I'll tell you this. The fight is that we're going to continue this. As you said, the fight continues here, and we're glad that we'll be able to have this congressional representation on this brief. By the way, in the Freedom From Religion Foundation's lawsuit, they said that their members have direct and unwelcome exposure to the statue, and they don't want to have that. They said also that they are having to not visit Big Mountain in Montana because of this. This is how they're reacting to this, folks. You say it's absurd. They're in federal court. We're fighting back, and we're going to fight back aggressively. Let me give you some very good news. We are set an initial goal of 50,000 signatures to this brief. I want to say this. In about a day and a half, we're at 39,382 just online signatures to this brief. We want to encourage that. So you go to ACLJ.org right now. That's ACLJ.org. And sign on to the brief. We encourage you to do that. You can also call us and add your name to the brief by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or you can go right to the website at aclj.org to sign on to this brief. Or again, call us 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
It's happened again. An atheist anti-Christian group has gone to court, this time to remove a statue of Jesus, a war memorial erected by World War II heroes on a mountain in Montana that has stood for 6 decades. This memorial was erected as a replica of statues that they saw fighting for freedom across Europe, symbols that gave them hope. Yet the Freedom From Religion Foundation calls this memorial, quote, a ruse and a sham, and has filed a federal lawsuit to get it removed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. The ACLJ will be filing a critical amicus brief with the court, supporting the memorial and urging the court to keep it in place. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our amicus brief, send a powerful message to the court and to the atheist group. This symbol of sacrifice must continue to stand. Add your name to our brief now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Here's what we got. The Freedom From Religion Foundation still calling that World War II memorial, the Jesus statue in Montana, a sham. They're suing to have it removed. Last year, we told you about the fact that the Jesus statue had been in place on the mountainside for World War II veterans. That's who it was dedicated to for almost 60 years. It's a memorial to those who did not return home from the European theater. It's modeled after statues that the heroes saw while they were serving in Europe. So they actually saw these. In fact, at the press conference yesterday with the congressman was Arnie Funk. He's a 91-year-old World War II veteran. Here's a bit of the local news anchor and then a comment from Mr. Funk.
91-year-old Arnie Funk from Helena made the trip to hear the status of the lawsuit himself yesterday. He served in the Army's 10th Mountain Division, which is the same division for which that statue was erected.
If they took tear that down now, I would. I think they're just tearing me down. That's the way I feel about it. They were tearing me down the same as they're tearing that down.
So you understand the emotions on this, folks, and that's why I need you to engage this. And I am happy to say that over 39,000 of you had. I think it's realistic that we could get close to 100,000 signatures on this brief, and what a statement that's going to make when we file that brief from all 50 states, representation from all 50 states. So again, let me encourage you to go to aclj.org. You can sign the brief on there, aclj.org, or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We've got a lot of calls coming in, Logan. Who do we have next?
All right, Robert's calling from Florida on line 3. Robert, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Hi, Robert.
Hi. Now, the Freedom for Religious group doesn't like a cross of any kind.
Correct.
They say when they look at it, it makes them ill. So what's their next move? To get rid of the Red Cross?
Oh, listen, here's the situation. The where they said it actually made them physically sick was in their lawsuit against the Ground Zero Cross. They filed suits against that. It's the same group that has tried to get rid of the National Day of Prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, the national motto. So they like no religious symbolism, period. And, Than, you mentioned that Randy Forbes, a congressman from Virginia, was at the meeting as well. He heads up the prayer caucus. What's your take on congressional support for this as it continues, as the issue now is in federal court?
Yeah, Jay, it's going to be a very strong reaction from Congress, and actually the ramifications that you're talking about is why you're seeing congressmen from all across the nation engage, because it's not just a Montana issue. I mean, think about all of the things that could be impacted by this, all the way to the Arlington National Cemetery. I mean, you've got plenty of crosses there. Those could be the next challenge. But, Jay, this is what the Freedom From Religion Foundation does. They go around the country, and they try to bully these local communities with lawsuits. That's why it's so important for groups like us to engage, for the ACLJ members to stand with us, because if we don't engage, Jay, a lot of time these communities won't have the resources to engage. So these other congressmen who represent communities with similar symbols, similar memorials, they're going to stand with us to make sure that they're not next.
Yeah, and I'll tell you where it also impacts here, and that is we've seen a lot of these cases over the years, folks, and when you're in federal court, you've got to always take it very, very seriously. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Logan, who else is calling?
All right, Michael's calling on line one from New York. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. What's your question or comment today?
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Mr. Sekulow.
Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Michael. I'm phoning from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, sir.
I'm to be an Orthodox Jew, and although obviously I'm not a Christian, I still condemn utterly the efforts of the Freedom From Religion Foundation to remove the statue of Jesus from Big Mountain. I can say emphatically that most Orthodox Jews in New York, though obviously we respectfully disagree on theological grounds with
right.
Christians, we still emphatically feel Christians have a right to have their memorial there, their war memorial. And I know one rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Levin, who is the spokesman of the Rabbinical Alliance of America.
Sure, I know you, Rabbi Levin.
Views exactly on this.
You know, it's interesting. I appreciate you calling, Michael, because this is, you know, it was put up by the Knights of Columbus, but it was in honor of the 10th Mountain Division that served in the Alps in Italy and some in Switzerland. And what you've got is this is a representative of what they actually saw. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation is taking this view, and I'm glad you called, because they said that, in fact, I'm going to, while you're staying on the line here, I'm going to find the soundbite where their leadership said this wouldn't be fair to the Jewish community and others because it would be exclusive. Let's find that one. We'll play that in a moment. So there's one bite. We got it. Let's go ahead and play. This is what the head of the Freedom From Religion Foundation actually said.
You can't have a religious war memorial because that excludes Jews and non-Christians and the many atheists and foxholes who fought valiantly during World War II for our country.
All right, so Michael, you're an Orthodox Jew. You live in New York. You know, she says that you can't have this because it excludes Jews, but it doesn't exclude anyone. I mean, this isn't a site of worship. This is a site of memorial. And
what that woman says is absolute, utter nonsense. In no way does this offend Jewish people, certainly not Orthodox. Absolutely not. I mean, Mr. Sekulow, hello?
Yes, you're here. We're on the air.
I just want to add one other thing. A
yep.
number of years ago, a fire station had a cross as a memorial for dead firemen
yep.
in a suburb of New York.
I remember that.
A liberal reform rabbi protested this. Nevertheless, a Hasidic Orthodox rabbi who lived in the immediate area said that he passes the cross every day on his way to work, and that in no way does it offend him, and that this rabbi said he vigorously opposes the stand of that liberal reform rabbi to remove the cross.
Well, I appreciate, Michael, I appreciate you calling in, because this is exactly, we want to, these are, you know, you're giving us the feeling of a community, and that's exactly what we want to hear. Thank you for calling in, folks. I'm glad, that's one of the reasons it's great doing live radio, because you get to hear what people are really thinking. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. Than, let me ask you one more question before we go to the next call. How broad of support do we think we're going to get from Congress?
I think you're going to see it sweep the nation, Jay. I mean, that was why it was so important to have Randy Forbes in Montana yesterday, being a part of this. He heads up the prayer caucus, as you talked about, Jay. Not only is it going to sweep the nation, you're going to see Republicans, Democrats, Independents be a part of this coalition. This is not about politics, Jay. This is about the freedom to believe, the freedom to honor fallen service members. So I think the support's going to be very broad.
Well, folks, and let me tell you this. We are just about 350 signatures away from crossing the 40,000 1,000 threshold online. So go to ACLJ.org, sign on to that brief. It takes moments to do it, just a few seconds to sign it. Very easy to do, ACLJ.org. Or again, you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Momentum moving in our direction.
All right, we're going to move on to the calls. Carol's calling from Maryland on line 5. Carol, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Stan. Hi, Logan. Okay, first comment for the Freedom From Religion Foundation is they need to back off. Those veterans have the same right to make a statement to atheists. I'm a corpsman with the United States Reserves. I also work for Walter Reed as a civilian. I see the price our veterans pay every single day when we get 18, 19, 20-year-old kids coming in there missing their arms or legs or all of their appendages and even parts of their head are missing. These guys that served in the 10th Mountain Division, they deserve to, their sacrifice should be honored. That's the right thing to do, and nobody can represent those guys better than the guys that served with them, the guys that put up that monument.
Well, you know, the monument, I appreciate, first of all, Carol, your service to the country, and the fact of the matter is this monument was put in place by the Knights of Columbus to honor the 10th Mountain Division. As you said, that was the point of it, and there's never been any dispute. I mean, everybody knows why it's been placed there. And I will tell you this. Listen again. This is a statement from the congressman on this, number 5.
It's 25 by 25, and it's just because it's maintained and was put up by the Knights of Columbus does not make it a religious statement. It's nothing more than a testament to our freedom in this nation, and thank you, Knights of Columbus, for doing that.
Sure.
And we really need to hear from Americans. Let's just tell the Forest Service, leave it. It didn't create a problem until this one group from Wisconsin complained.
All right, so it's been there for 60 years. It wasn't a problem until the one group complained. The group complained. They asked for the lease to not be renewed. We mobilized. That lease was renewed. That's the good news. Flathead National Forest now has a lawsuit because of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, folks, and we have got to come in and fight back aggressively. That's what has to happen here. So this is where you come in. I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign on to the brief right there at ACLJ.org. You can also make an online donation to the ACLJ. We're in a matching challenge campaign right now. That means any amount you donate, which is, of course, tax deductible, we get a matching gift for. So if you donate $10, we get $20, $20, $40, $40, $80, and up it goes. So ACLJ.org. Or you can call us and add your name on the phones as well at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And folks, we are less than 300 signatures away from crossing 40,000. Go to the website. We're at 39,709. So go to ACLJ.org right now. Sign on to this brief. 39,709 of you have. Let's get to 40,000. ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It's happened again. An atheist anti-Christian group has gone to court, this time to remove a statue of Jesus, a war memorial erected by World War II heroes on a mountain in Montana that has stood for 6 decades. This memorial was erected as a replica of statues that they saw fighting for freedom across Europe, symbols that gave them hope. Yet the Freedom From Religion Foundation calls this memorial, quote, a ruse and a sham, and has filed a federal lawsuit to get it removed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. The ACLJ will be filing a critical amicus brief with the court, supporting the memorial and urging the court to keep it in place. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our amicus brief, send a powerful message to the court and to the atheist group. This symbol of sacrifice must continue to stand. Add your name to our brief now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
So the Freedom From Religion Foundation says the World War II Memorial statue, which is a depiction of the Jesus statue that the actual 10th Mountain Division saw when they were serving in the European theater, is a sham, and they're suing to have it removed. And we're fighting back aggressively, and I am happy to say so are you, fighting back aggressively with us, because right now we have over 39,791 signatures. We are here, folks. This is what I'd like to have happen. I'd like to be able to announce by the end of the broadcast we've crossed 40,000. So please go to aclj.org, sign that brief so we can be over 40,000 signatures on that brief. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. So that's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. We are within a couple of hundred of making it to 40,000, which would be great. We've got a lot of calls coming. And by the way, I'm going to be guest hosting on Jordan's program. So if we don't get to your call right now, stay on the line. If you want to call us, you can keep trying that as well. 1-800-684-3110.
All right, going to move on. Going to Bruce, calling from Colorado on line 3. Bruce, what's your question or comment today?
Hi, Bruce.
You're on the air.
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, I'm just wondering, these Freedom From Religion Foundation guys, instead of spending their money on lawyers, if they shouldn't spend it on getting therapy for those few members who are offended.
Well, you know, they said that not only offended, they would need medical help too, because they actually say they're not just offended, but that the Ground Zero cross made them physically sick. And then they call this a sham. So, you know, this is the reality of what we're dealing with these groups. They say that, you know, their people have not been able to attend events at Big Mountain because of this. And they're actually arguing this. I mean, they're putting this in court papers. So this is not, this isn't pretend. This is the reality of what we're dealing with them. And that's why we're fighting back. And I'm happy to say again, you all are fighting back with us. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Logan, who's next?
Gerald's calling from Washington, line 6. Gerald, you're on the air.
Hi, Gerald.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my
sure.
call again. My comment is that thanks, first of all, to that gentleman, that 91-year-old gentleman who served, and his comrades who willingly went to sacrifice their lives to protect our freedoms.
That was 91-year-old Arnie Funk, a World War II veteran who actually served in the Army's 10th Mountain Division. But go ahead. You're absolutely right. Our hats off to him.
Yes, sir. I just want to say to all the people out there listening, to, let's get behind Jay and the ACLJ. They're leading us in the fight against the attack against our freedoms. They're chipping away at the foundations, as Jay has stated many times before. And those people who are going against us, they're enjoying these freedoms here. And without those freedoms, they'll feel what it's like in other countries.
Yeah, exactly correct. And that's why I'm glad our men and women are willing to fight for our freedoms, and they've got the freedom to file a lawsuit, and we got the freedom to respond. By the way, members of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, this is in their lawsuit, quote, have had to alter their conduct to avoid Big Mountain because of the Jesus statue. Now, I want you to, folks, think about that for a moment. They have to alter their conduct to avoid the statue. And, Than, I guess when we've got In God We Trust emblazoned in the United States Capitol, they're not going to go to the Capitol either because they'd be offended.
This is what is so ridiculous about this, Jay. They have to alter their conduct to avoid something that they don't believe in the first place. If they don't think that Jesus has any power or the statue of Jesus has any impact, then why in the world would they be offended seeing it? It doesn't make any sense. To the same extent, Jay, if I saw their symbol, their atheism symbol, it wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't make me ill. But here's the point. When they make these challenges, when they make a challenge against the Capitol Visitor Center or the national model, sometimes, Jay, a court will hear them. We saw saw that in the National Day of Prayer case where they got a ruling in their favor.
Yep.
We have to take them seriously, even though their claims are just absolutely ridiculous and don't make any sense at all.
All right, folks, here's what I want you to do. We are at 39,847. We are 153 away from crossing the 40,000 threshold. Let's make that happen now. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, and sign on to this brief representing members of Congress and you, the American people. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Logan, who's next?
All right, going to move on to Chris calling from Georgia on line two. Chris, you're on the air.
Hi, Chris.
A question that I've always had is the Constitution says that we have freedom of religion. So it seems that this group with their name and their actions will be going against what the Constitution says, and it's a very anti-American kind of feeling. And the Constitution says you can't establish, the government can't establish like a state religion.
Correct.
It doesn't say that the government can't endorse it.
Well, I tell you what we've got. That is exactly your statement of what the law is correct. The problem is these groups exist to remove every vestige of symbolism in our country, including those that have any religious sentiment to them. It's that simple and that direct. We're going to try. Hey, folks, stay on the line because I'm going to be hosting Jordan's program for the next half hour. We'll be taking your calls. So 1-800-684-3110. Let's get another call, Logan.
All right, Robert's calling from California on line four. Robert, welcome to the show.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, hello. How you doing? I'm a trucker, and I'm just coming down the road listening. And I believe that they have a mental problem of getting sick when they see a cross or whatnot.
They're the ones. It's not you thinking it. They're saying it. They said that this is physically and emotionally upsetting to them seeing these things. They're actually saying it. It's not like we're making a statement about them as the offended atheists. No, they are actually saying that they are offended, that they get sick, that this is really bad, and that they're ill. So that's what they put in their complaint, Robert. And that's why we're fighting back so aggressively. Let me say, 39,919. So we are, Logan, 81 away, Than, 81 away from crossing the 40,000 threshold today. Who do we have next?
All right, let's move on quickly. Let's go to Lynn calling from California. Lynn, you're on the air.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say to those people who don't want any semblance of religion, they need to move to a communist country then and, you know, not try to change a country that was built on the will of God, basically, Christian Judeo principle. They need to move to where their people are.
Well, listen, it's the old story. If they don't like what they're seeing here, they certainly can live someplace else, but they won't even turn their head their other way. So, they say they're offended just knowing these monuments exist. Hey, folks, I'm staying another half hour here to host Jordan's program today. So we'll be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
Right. Even if you don't get it in your area, if you don't have Jordan Seculo's show, keep calling. We're going to be taking calls, put you on hold to be able to hear the show. So call in.
All right, 1-800-684-3110. I've got an announcement to make here, folks, and we're going to be able to set a new goal. We are at 40,007. So we crossed the 40,000 threshold, which is big, folks. We are going to set a goal now. I think a realistic goal here could be 100,000. Can you imagine this brief filed with the court and we have 100,000 signatures on this? It's going to be amazing. And if you add what we've got on the phones, we're probably close to 50,000 already. Folks, here's what I want you to do as we close this segment of the broadcast out or close this broadcast out today. I'll be staying after taking your phone calls. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. You go to your phones right now at 1-877-989-2255 and sign on to that brief, folks. We're going to be close to 50,000 by the end of this week, maybe more. So it's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org, and you can sign the brief there. Now, when you go to the website, make an online donation of any amount. It gets doubled. We're in a matching challenge. So I really encourage you to go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 to get on this brief that now approaching 50,000 signatures, I think, is a realistic goal for this week. Again, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.